Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm joined in our Missoula studios today by one of my colleagues from the building here, the Performing Arts Radio Television Building. Nicole Bradley Browning is here. She's on the dance faculty at the University of Montana and coordinator of the big festival that's happening this week. The University of Montana is hosting once again the Northwest Regional Conference of the American College Dance Festival Association. That's a large name for an annual festival that happens all over the country, right?
This is true. Thank you for having me.
If I understand correctly, there are dancers coming in from all over, and it's a festival in the sense that I imagine lots of different dances are being presented, lots of different dance events, right?
Absolutely. This conference hosts a multitude of different events, including performances that are open for the public, adjudicated concerts where students are receiving feedback about their choreography and their performance, informal concerts, a concert for children, as well as a dance for camera screening, and over 90 classes.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm. Busy times.
Busy, but fantastic.
Well, we'll talk about some of those public events. Obviously, there's lots of things people can participate in. How far and wide are dancers coming? And is this mostly at the college level then?
It is. It's universities and colleges from throughout the Northwest region, but also from California and also from Kansas. We have some folks joining us. There are 11 different conferences that happen throughout the United States as part of the ACDFA. There's the shorter version of it.
Okay.
Regional conferences. And schools are welcome to choose where they can go. And so we're fortunate to be able to have a diverse collection of universities and colleges joining us this year.
Did I understand correctly? There's upwards of 400 dancers coming to Missoula for this week.
It's true.
Now, is this also something then that your department and dancers from the University of Montana travel to other places typically to go to these conferences?
Every year. We take usually about 30 students. Last year, we traveled down to Southern Utah University. And so, we'll go far and wide. And that's sort of how the Northwest is known inside of the ACDFA organization, is that we're all kind of spread out, but we go for it. We drive long and far to get to this conference because it's such an enriching experience for our students. It's probably the most important thing that they get to do every year.
It sounds like it would be a bit of a rare opportunity as well to have that level of peer review and an audience and an opportunity both for teaching and for feedback, right?
Absolutely. So students have an opportunity to take classes from instructors that they wouldn't otherwise have an opportunity to take class in genres that maybe their universities or colleges aren't able to offer. Even here in Missoula, we have the distinct honor of being able to invite many of the dance teachers from the Missoula community to come in and offer classes. And in our dance program, we have a set core of classes that we're able to offer that often doesn't reflect the diversity within Missoula. And so we're able to offer hip-hop classes and belly dancing classes and ballroom classes and community building classes that we otherwise don't have an opportunity to offer. And so all of the students who are coming here have a chance to take those kinds of classes, as do our students. So there's that kind of experience. But also, yes, the peer review that you're talking about, our students and the others who are participating have a chance to perform for each other. So being in kind of a remote area, we don't often have an opportunity to see a lot of dance. And so from other regions of the country. And here we have the opportunity to see what's happening throughout our region, but also from the southern United States and a little bit more central. And students get to talk to each other about their work, what they're interested in, and what's happening in contemporary dance in America. And they get to receive feedback from nationally renowned adjudicators.
So I think you said there's 32 different colleges coming, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Are there also different adjudicators on the national level that you're bringing then as part of the festival as well?
Yes. We have, again, the distinct honor of being able to invite master choreographer Bebe Miller from New York. She has a company in New York. She was actually a guest artist here 4 years ago and set work on our students that we presented at ACDFA. So it's really exciting to be able to bring her back. She's remarkable. An Israeli-born contemporary ballet choreographer named Zvi Gotheiner. He also has a company in New York, so he's joining us. And then scholar, dance educator, and choreographer from Texas, Susan Douglas Roberts, is joining us as well. So their job is to look at 42 dances that are going to be presented in adjudicated concerts and give every single dance valuable feedback about what's working and what can be improved upon. Then they decide what the finest work is, and they choose that work to be shown in the gala concert, which is our culminating event on Saturday night. And from that concert, they choose two pieces to then proceed to the Kennedy Center in June, where students will have an opportunity to perform there.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful.
It's exciting.
So I want to talk about the public events and give some more detail, but maybe just before I do, this must be quite the undertaking for you as coordinator and certainly the department here. I understand UM has hosted before, right?
Yeah, we've hosted before. I had the chance to coordinate the conference 7 years ago, and it was hosted previously as well. But it's a huge undertaking. Organizationally, but also conceptually. We have decided that this particular conference this year has the theme called Converging Communities. And the idea is that, you know, sometimes, particularly dance, I think today in pop culture, there are these shows that happen on television where it's like a competitive kind of thing where we see these dances that are happening and judges who are saying, I loved it, I hated it, you can work on this. And it kind of comes from this like really objective point of view, not objective, subjective, sorry, point of view. And this conference aims not to do that, but for it to be really educational and for there to be this kind of collective experience. And so we took that and ran with it and decided that for our opening concert, we were going to really try to foster this coming together of different communities. And so one of the featured highlights of the opening concert is a dance that the faculty from many different universities have been collaborating on through the internet over the past several months. We've been creating choreography, sharing it on YouTube, and then having everybody learn it. And we're coming together to create this dance sort of in a raw way this week with local musicians as well. So we are, again, pleased to be able to dance with John Sporman and Travis Yost from the Missoula community. They'll be accompanying us for that particular performance. It's really great.
Sounds very exciting. I'm talking with Nicole Bradley Browning today about the American College Dance Festival, which is happening. The regional conference is in Missoula Wednesday through Saturday this week at the University of Montana. Maybe just a quick run through of some of the public events. Opening concert is Wednesday night, April 2nd, here at the Montana Theater in this building, Performing Arts Radio TV. That's a general admission open to the public event, right?
It is. Starting at 7:30.
A showcase event, meaning there's lots of companies presenting dances that night.
Well, there's a student film that's being presented that showcases all of the different students who are participating in the event. There's a faculty piece that's being presented, and there's a culminating event by Unity Dance and Drum.
Oh, sounds wonderful. Mm-hmm. Film screening as well? Dance on film
event?
Yeah,
dance for camera. So this was an adjudicated process where schools submitted different films that we are showcasing in the film screening on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. in the UC Theater. This is a free event. One of the cool things about this is that, again, we're able to source from the Missoula community. We have a panel of adjudicators, Amy Ragsdale, the artistic director of Headwaters Dance Company, Heju Kim, a faculty member in the Media Arts Program, and Mike Steinberg from the Roxy, are all serving as adjudicators for the films that are going to be screened. So they're going to give the audience some insight about what really worked in these films and maybe how they could be improved.
That sounds very good. And then the big gala concert you mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. that's Saturday night, again, at the Montana Theater here on the UM Missoula campus. And this will be kind of some of the premier dances of the week, right?
It's true. Yes. So it's always a surprise. We get to see what the adjudicators felt was the strongest work and who gets to be showcased.
We're talking about the American College Dance Festival Northwest Regional Conference. Dance events happening in Missoula at the University of Montana. This runs Wednesday through Saturday. For more information, you can call 243-2682. We will post more information and some of the details on the performances at the Montana Public Radio website as well, mtpr.org. I've been talking with Nicole Bradley Browning today of the dance faculty here at the University of Montana in Missoula and the coordinator of this big event. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.